Morning, saints. Welcome to Healing School, House on the Rock Church, Ypsilanti, Michigan. Amen. How many excited to be here this morning? Yeah, yes indeed. You guys are the brave hearts, so to speak. Hallelujah. Brave the weather and everything else that goes with that. And I hear because you love the Lord. Am I correct in that assumption? All right. You love God. You love His Word. You love communion and fellowship with folks of same like-minded folks. Folks who believe in Jesus. Who have His life on the inside of them. Who are just excited about this reality, the realities to which we've been called. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, I'm excited, and I know that it's going to be a powerful time in His presence. God is here. It says, where two or three are gathered together in His name. He says, what? He says, then get to inviting Him. No. He says, get to inviting Him. If perchance, peradventure, He may show up.
No, He's here.
Says, where two or three are gathered together in His name. He says, there I am in the midst of them. So He's here already. His life is in this place. Let's take advantage. Choose in your heart, in your mind, to take advantage of that truth, of that reality. When we gather together like this, He's with you always, yes. When we gather together like this, you want to set in your mind, be intentional in purpose to take advantage of His presence in community, in communion. Amen.
Amen.
Father, just give you thanks and praise for this time. I thank you for your power and presence in this room. So tangible. Thank you, Lord, for infirmities and diseases and symptoms that drop off by your power and might in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because these ones do not leave this place the same way they came. Because of the truth, they're free. Indeed, you made them free. Just give you all the glory, Lord, all the honor. Give you praise. Because you alone are worthy.
Yes.
Thank you, Father, for manifestations of healing.
Yes.
All over this auditorium, all over this place. And for testimonies that result to your praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. This morning, I'd like to share and speak briefly on a specific message I title quite simply, The All of Healing and Divine Health. The All. Someone say all.
All.
A-L-L. The All of Healing and Divine Health. Scripture reveals, friends, a bequest, if you like. We talk about package and things here at Healing School that was given by God, given of God to us as His sons and daughters, to us as His children. And I just want to focus quickly this morning and highlight that, following off from what I shared last time out. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Romans in chapter 8, verse 32. Romans in chapter 8, verse 32. He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? How shall he not also with him freely give us all things? What does that little passage mean? What does it mean? He that spared not his own son, but gave him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? What does that mean? Anyone? God doesn't withhold faith. Amen. He's given all. Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, count.
With him, though.
Say that loud, please.
It's with him. With Jesus.
It's with Jesus Christ. That what?
He gives us
what? All things. One more? Yes.
He won't withhold anything.
Jill? He won't withhold anything.
That's right.
Amen.
Freely.
Freely. So that means he's what? No holding back. It's with him, taken all together, friends. What's the answer? Because if you look into your Bibles, there's a question mark after that.
That's right.
Assertion, so to speak. What's the answer?
Believe.
All right, believe, yes. Amen. All right, here it is, friends. In Christ Jesus, hear me say this, in Christ Jesus, God freely gave you all. All things, including what? Your healing. Including what? Walking, the reality, the truth of walking in divine health. All right, we were at Romans in chapter 8, verse 32. I don't read from a translation, the Wycliffe translation. It's quite an old one, one of the old ones. It says, which also spared not his own son, but betook him for us all, how also gave he not to us all things with him. So I was saying earlier on before the it wasn't a commercial break or anything. Before the short break, that in Christ Jesus, God gave us all things. How is this so? It's important. I'll share two more scriptures and then open this up as it relates to healing. Is that okay? All right. A passage we know well, Ephesians in chapter 1, verse 3. Ephesians in chapter 1, verse 3. This is the all of healing and divine health. It says, praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And I've said here and I maintain, friends, that the spiritual blessings are not in the heavenly places. By that I mean, the spiritual blessings, the blessings of which we speak, are not blessings that are lost somewhere in the atmosphere or in the stratosphere. They're not blessings that are hanging somewhere that we have to somehow conjure or someone somehow take to ourselves. Those blessings are spiritual, described as spiritual, based on where they emanate from, based on their characteristics, based on the nature of them. One. And it's important to note that they are in who? In Christ Jesus. And Christ Jesus is where?
In us. In me. Yes.
Christ Jesus is in me. Christ Jesus is in you. We must come to know this. We must come to this agreement. We must come to this knowledge. We must come to this understanding. That all spiritual blessings in Christ and now in you. I want to read it from God's Word translation. I love to share this. It says, praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It says, through Christ, God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing that heaven has to offer.
Wow.
Did you hear me say that? God has blessed us. God has blessed you. God has blessed me through Christ Jesus. Through him and in him, he has blessed you with every spiritual blessing that heaven has to offer. That's how important you are to God. That's how do I phrase this, friends? That's how precious you are in his sight, to him, in the relationship that now exists, because you have his life, because you have his nature. He chose to bless you irrevocably. All that heaven had to offer, he blessed you with in Christ. Wow. If we got a hold of this, if we somehow get to catch this, if we somehow get this to just not only resonate in our hearts, but abide there, redound there, and just get established in our hearts, friends, that just puts you on a different plane. Because you know who you are in him, in Christ, and you know who Christ is in you. That package, friends, was signed, sealed, and delivered. And this all of which I speak this morning, friends, includes the all of your healing. The blessedness of which I speak this morning includes that. It does. Let's go on to the third scripture. And then, as I said, I'm going to open this up and just relate it to healing more directly. Let's turn our Bibles to 2 Peter in chapter 1. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 2 Peter in chapter 1. Oh. Verse 3 and 4. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. You see that word all things again in there? Do we see that? As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to the God kind of life, that pertain to the life of God, which is the word zoe in the Greek, and the impact that that has on your life, on my life, here in this plane, here on this earth. There's an impact that the life of God on the inside, there's what it causes to show forth, there's what it causes to bring forth, there's what it causes to manifest, if you like. We're speaking about healing and health this morning. It says it's given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Life so real, life so genuine, life so awesome. It speaks of a quality of life, friends, that just makes you, what defines you in this world, in this life, in your walk, is a simple word: blessed. In your health, blessed. In your healing, in seeing the manifestation issue forth, come forth so rapidly, so should I use the word sweetly? So it's so powerful, so tangible. Blessed. That just follows you. It just follows you. Because that's who he made you. That's who you are in him. The healed. The healed. I don't want to remain. I can remain there all morning. Let's go on. Divine power is given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. How? Through the knowledge of him who has called us by glory and virtue. Knowledge of him, not just head knowledge, not just superficial knowledge, but a knowing, a knowledge that comes based on the unification, or let me put it this way, based on the oneness that results or that resulted when you believed. A knowing. How is this clear? How does this get picked up? How is that what this passage is saying? Because it says in verse 4, by which, by this knowledge, by this oneness, the thing that comes to mind is 1 Corinthians 6:17, he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Whether you like that version or you like the version that says, he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit with him. There's a oneness that results, and thus there is a knowing. He knows you, you're known of him, based on the life that gets imparted, life that gets shared in God and with God, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. It says, has been given to us. Someone say, given.
Given.
Exceedingly great and precious promises. Friends, I want to say this morning. Hear me clearly from this passage. Sometimes when we hear promises, we get a picture of what? What's the immediate picture that comes to mind? When you hear the word a promise or promises. Yes, Doris?
Something that's coming.
Amen. You're getting the mic?
Something that's coming.
Yes, when you hear the word promises, that was awesome. I love that. Thank you, Pastor Mike. Praise God. You get the picture of what? Something that is what? Coming. Something to come. Something yet what? Future. Blake, you had something.
Something good that's coming.
Something good that's coming. Amen. But I want you to look into your Bibles this morning. Let's look at this passage one more time, verse 4. And I just want to share something as by the Spirit of the living God. I want you to take a look into your Bibles. Everyone in here. Verse 4. Says, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature. We are not partakers, friends, of something which is yet future or something which is yet to come. Why? Because verse 3, the preceding verse says, this divine power has what? Oh my God. The pastor? Forgive me. We're not partakers of something yet to come because the very verse says that he has already what? His divine power has already what? Given to us all things that pertain to what? Life and godliness. So in essence, friends, to cut this story short, because I want to jump into the practical side of this, friends. The promises, hear me say this ever so clearly. The promises, as this passage shares, speak of promises fulfilled. Whereby promises fulfilled have been what? Given to us. Let's look at it again and then read it in that light. Verse 4. By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. Fulfillment of these promises have been given to us. Through these we are what? Partakers of the divine nature. Well, I wish I could just pause and just let that resonate. I'll give a quick example. Two quick ways I'll make this clear. I'll make this very clear. First example. Ephesians 1:13. You don't need to turn there. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13. It says, in whom, that is in Christ Jesus from the preceding verse, in whom, or in him, as another version puts it, you also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. How was he promised? Severally under the Old Testament, but time is far spent. Whether you like, you take that from Book of Acts in chapter 1, when Jesus told his disciples to tarry, Acts 1:4, Acts 2:33, however you want it. But then referring to Gentiles, how about Galatians in chapter 3, verse 14? Galatians in chapter 3, verse 14. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon what? The Gentiles in Christ Jesus. That we may what? We might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So I'm talking about promise fulfilled, which makes you a partaker of the divine nature, which then sets you apart from the ordinary. By extension, which then makes you sitting there looking at me speaking to you, which then makes you what? Naturally supernatural. You're not ordinary. Amen. You've got his life on the inside of you. What is that disease? What is that symptom in the grand scheme of things when you know who you are in Christ? Or that the divine nature of Abba flows in you and through you. The second point on that, I said there would be two. That was promise, looking at the promise is fulfilled. about 2 Corinthians 1:20? You don't need to turn there. We know it. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. So that I link this up as I started. It says, some of the promises in Christ Jesus are yes and amen. A few of those promises in Christ are yes and amen. It says what?
All.
All the promises of God in Christ, in Him. Amen. The yes in Him, yes. And through Him, the amen is spoken of us by us. It's settled, friends. It's a sealed deal. He is the yes and the amen. And the yes and the amen is where? In you. What do you think you have? What do you think you have? All right. It's funny. Let me share this at this juncture. So, since yesterday, on my laptop, there's been, news captions and stuff. And so there's a particular one. I could see the top of it. It was a picture. I could see the top of it. And I just saw FDA. But, I wasn't overly concerned. I didn't get into the news or anything. I just ignored it. And this morning, early on, just praying and just worshiping and just getting ready. And all of a sudden, the thing just kept flashing. I said, okay, just a nudge. Click on that. I'm like, news. I'm like, not now. Click on that. Okay. Then I clicked on it. Guess what, friends? It was a report, an FDA report. I want to share it with us. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to share that with us real briefly, and then I'll just link things up. That's the Food and Drug Administration, right? Okay. The title of the report was, quite simply, another blood pressure drug recalled over cancer-causing impurity. Another blood pressure drug, I'm not going to mention the name of the drug, recalled over cancer-causing impurity. And as I glanced through, it said the medication contained unacceptable levels of the carcinogen. And I'm like, what's the carcinogen? I know Jill, was that you? Someone said poison. Poison. All right. A quick definition. A carcinogen is any substance or radionuclide or radiation that is an agent directly involved in causing cancer. Directly involved in causing cancer. And friends, and then it went on a list, lots and loads of batches, and then I found out that it wasn't just that one drug. As a matter of fact, since July last year, there have been several, a plethora of drugs that had been recalled, several batches. I don't know how on earth you're going to keep track of, but several of those that have been recalled because of cancer-causing elements in them. And those had been obviously prescribed for years and time. You can tell by the expiration dates that would be on those. You know what's funny? The pharmaceutical, one of the pharmaceutical companies advised patients to check with their doctor or pharmacist before stopping the meds or tips before, stopping to take those. They said discontinuing a recalled drug could cause more immediate harm than staying on the medication. So at the very least, friends, here's an admission that, okay, short term, you know, it's better for you to stay on it, but here's an admission that, if anything, one way or the other, those things, what's the effect that they're having? What's the effect that those drugs are having on folks taking them? And put in simple terms, killing folks softly. Killing them softly. I'm just being loose with it. Because it's over time, so to speak. Right, friends? So killing them softly, because it's not killing you, killing them softly, slowly. Some may know a song or two about that, but that's... All right. Okay, so... What am I saying this morning? I'm not saying, have I said don't take your meds? No. But here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying. Because you can flip that, and when we get exposed or we hear things like this on a daily basis, whereby, let's forget about blood pressure meds, general meds out there for whatever condition, for general conditions, however, whatever name you want to, whatever one you want to bring up. And you hear those ads, and they tell you, they start to reel off, or you can even read on, you know, on some of those, the paperwork, the side effects, which include nausea, vomiting, ulcer, migraines, headaches, feverish conditions, blindness, weakness, dizziness, may also include death. And I'm wondering, how on earth then are you prescribing this and then giving this by the boatloads to folks to take? You're trying to treat one condition, but you're bandying a whole band of bandits, sorry, health issues on folks. So hear me say this morning. I'm not here advancing fear. Why? Because God has not given us a spirit of what?
Fear.
But of what?
Power.
Of?
Love.
And?
Sound mind.
How many know what sound mind also includes? What does a sound mind include? I can't see. Is it Gail? Yes? What?
Self-disciplined mind.
Self-disciplined mind.
Knowledge and acceptance of the truth.
Knowledge and acceptance of the truth.
God's wisdom.
God's wisdom.
Peace.
Amen. All of that taken together, and two quick points, friends. One, I have not said do not take medication. Someone said a disclaimer. Well, I haven't said that. But two quick points. If, hear me say clearly, if you take medication or if you do not take medication, number one, ensure you are led of God. Did you hear me say that? Notice my words. I'm very intentional. If you take medication, or if you do not take medication, you choose not to take medication, you must ensure, one, you are led of God, and two, you do it in faith.
Amen.
Don't get there doing something wishy-washy. Don't get there doing something of because everyone's doing it or all are doing it, so I'm just doing it. Why are you doing it? You don't know. Not assured of who is on the inside, of who is living in you, of what he's called you to, or what you're now a partaker of. Part of doing it in faith, friends, is knowing that God is recognizing, is the recognition that Jesus is in you, his life is in you. That's a great, you know, it's funny. There's something we say, okay. God meets us where we are, and it's based on where we are at in faith based on, okay, the steps then he then asks us to take as by his Spirit. Because Romans 8:14, till tomorrow is still true. Those who are born of God are led of him, period, right? Right? Romans 8:14, as many as are led, because you are led, yes? As many as are led of him, of his Spirit. They are his sons, they are his daughters. So you're led, right? So, but you have to take that step in faith. And a good place to know, okay, where am I at? So it's based on where you're at. So have you asked yourself that question? Where are you in your stand? In this stand of faith as it relates to your health, where you are in health, where you are in healing, in that position, in that posture. Have you asked yourself, Lord, where am I at? Am I in faith? Am I in faith? Am I standing in faith? Am I standing in fear? Am I standing in trepidation? Am I standing in doubt? It's good to have that appraisal so that at some point in our lives we can actually peg it and say, okay, this is where I am. Because we have quite a number just walking. So, well, whatever, you know, yeah. Yes, yay, or today, yes, I'm on a high, tomorrow I'm not, I don't. Can we have an assessment? Can you ask yourself? No one's going to do that for you. Where are you in faith as it relates to healing and health, as it relates to the things of which we share from this pulpit constantly here at Healing School? Where am I in relation to God, in my relationship with him? Do I believe? Do I agree that it's done? Am I in faith? Is the healed, when it says by his stripes you were healed, as it relates to that passage, as it relates to that revelation from the word, is this me? Is this my portrait? Have I taken ownership of this? Is this me in a nutshell? Am I healed? What's the answer in your heart? A good way to aid you in this assessment, to aid you in this questioning, is the recognition, the realization, just understanding his life inside you. Hala, that's a game changer. Is it a struggle? Is it a struggle? Galatians in chapter 2, verse 20. Let's turn there. Galatians in chapter 2. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I can quote it, I can cite it, but I just want us to see it. We know it well, we cite it, we quote it. Galatians in chapter 2, verse 20. Just a single line in there. Galatians in chapter 2, verse 20. This, we need to come to this place, friends. We need to come to this acceptance. We need to come to this realization. We need to come to this recognition. We have to take ownership of this. This has to be the cry of your heart. This has to be the exclamation. This has to be what your heart spits out constantly. It's embellished there. It's solid there. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. It's no longer I that lives, but Christ lives in me. Christ lives in you. Christ is your life. Jesus is your life. Eternal life is on the inside. And that sets you apart. How can we get to see this in a an ever-increasing degree, that is, more constantly in our walk, in our experience. Isaiah 26:3. I still can't get away from that. I've tried so hard to get away from it. It says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. It says, he will keep him in perfect peace. The word peace there from the original Hebrew is the word what? Shalom. You know what it means, friends? Health, completeness, soundness in body. So it says, he will keep you in what? In health. He'll keep you in completeness. He'll keep you in what? Soundness of body. Whose heart, whose mind, whose heart is what? Stayed on him because he trusts. So because you trust in him in relation to that condition, because you trust in him in relation to that situation, in relation to that symptom, because you trust in him, there's a peace that results. There's healing that results. There's completeness that results. There's soundness in body. Wellness in body that results. Prime Ministers, would you come? How do you stay your mind on him? Because of time, one quick one. We know it well, Romans 12:1-2. Be not conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. That you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. We've talked about this in time past. And that word prove there is just to see in an ever-increasing degree in your walk, in your life, manifestation of his life within you, on the inside of you. Where there's an alignment between your mind and perfect spirit. Within the life of God within. That alignment is crucial, friends. Because when that occurs, as that occurs constantly, Romans 8:11 becomes living reality in your life. Time will not permit me to share more on this, but I'll touch on it next time. Romans 8:11, put it down, write it down. We know it. Romans 8:11 becomes a reality in your life. There's a quickening that results as by that self same spirit on the inside of you. That has a tangible effect on your body, physical body, just because you're conscious of the life on the inside and aligned with the truth of God. Let's rise. Did you have a word?
Get me on. Thank you. A little bit lower. Thank you, Jesus. Who needs healing? Really? Stand up. Nobody needs healing? Nobody needs a healing. Well, get up here. This is a time I really felt like today, this is more of a ministry time that we're supposed to have. More one-on-one. And what I want to tell you is, and thank you for letting me interject here. Come on, get up here in the front. Where's John? John, come on up. Will you? Stand right up here. Della, come on up front here, will you? I want to ask you to pray this morning. Lonnie, why don't you come on up? I want to take some time to minister to you all that need it. Today, I keep feeling like, and I want this to go on the podcast, I just keep feeling very strongly. God, the God that we serve, we love, who loves us, wants to zero in, I mean really zero in your body with your agreement. Right now, and make things happen. I mean, make them happen. Yeah, they're paid for. Yep, you've got them. Yep, they're done. Finished. Completed. We know we've already got it, right? Somebody wrote a book like that called You've Already Got It. Well, you do. You do already have it. Is this it for healing? God, the Holy Spirit, wants to manifest what Jesus completed right now. You want it? Okay, is this it? All right. Father, in Jesus' name, man, when the dinner bell rings, I want it. I want to come eat. And the dinner bell is ringing. And we're here. And we expect healings to manifest right now today, according to your word. It's paid for. It's given. It's ours. And we're taking it. The grace that you've provided, we're putting our faith in what you said and have given right now. In Jesus' name, amen. The rest of you are dismissed. We'll see you when the service starts.